What does the Gemara say? We have back and forth as far as what to use the drushes for. The Gemara mentions, starts off with Rava. Rava says that we know that you can't have gerushin bekesef, even though there's a hekesh abadi liyitzia, but you can't say that you can have gerushin bekesef because of the ksiva misgareshes, the ena misgareshes, that was the original drasha. But the Gemara says, according to Yosef Glili, we can learn that drasha because he darshins b'chasavla differently from the halacha b'chasavla the sefer. You need has to be done with the sefer. So the Gemara says, Yosef Glili, learn out this drasha that you can't have gerushin b'kesef from sefer krisus, sefer korsa ve'in davacha korsa. That's how he knows it. But the Rabbanan don't need that drasha because they have the other drasha from the Ksiv Misgareshes. So Rabbanan dash in Krisus for the halacha of Dava Kois Bino Bina that he can't put a tanai on the get that requires her to be mechuyev to keep that tanai indefinitely forever. That would be chesaron in Krisus, such as the case which Shotish the Yain La'olam or Amnas Yotech B'Sabach La'olam. That's Rabbanan's drasha. Yosi Aglili, so Chore, he already is using up the drush of Krisus for what we're saying now. Where it says, Mikores Krisus Kanafko. He gets it from Kores Krisus, so two drushes. So how does it work, which is which? Rashi seems to say, Havimatsil Mikhtav Sefer Kores, the Mashma Sefer Korsa. That would already tell me that Sefer Korsa and not anything else, not Kesef. But the extra drusha can come from the Krisus, and that would tell me this other halacha of Shalot Helchi, Lebe Savach, Olam, and so on. Rabbanan, Kores Krisus, Lo Mashmalu, they don't have a need for two drushes. They don't see two drushes in Kores Krisus. It's all one drush. What does Tosis ask? V'yisa Glili, Kores Krisus, Nafka. V'yisa Glili, therefore Darshan's two things. Kores and Krisus gives you two drushes. Tema. The Perakam Egaresh, Kamar, a Rabbanan, Dravalazu Ben Azariah. The Gemara says regarding the Rabbanan of Rabbanazu Ben Azariah, the Kores that you'll see in a minute, means a few different chachamim, which include Rav Yosi Aglili, that Kores Krisus lo darshi. Rav Yosi Aglili b'chal Rabbanan. Rav Yosi Aglili is included in the Rabbanan. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. V'hacha amar Rav Yosi Aglili darash Kores Krisus. So the Gemara there says that the Rabbanan of Rav Ben Azariah don't darash in Kores Krisus. Rav Yosi Aglili is included in that. And here it says that he does darash in Kores Krisus. What is Tosis referring to? So, of course, you have to see the Gemara there. What is he talking about? The Gemara says over there that there was a drasha, there was a din of Rabbanan ben Azariah that many Chachamim disagreed with. And each one of the Chachamim who disagreed came with a different argument to rebut Rabbanan ben Azariah's Shita. The Mishnah states over there, beginning of Perek HaMegaresh, that if a person says at the time he's divorcing his wife, Harem Tesa Chaladam Elu Leploni. So Rabbi Lez ben Azariah Matir, he says you can have a get where he says Yemutter except one person. The Chum disagree. So that's the Mishnah on Pei Beis. Then on that Pei Gimel, Tanu Rabbanan, the Achab Tirasa Shere Rabbi Lez ben Azariah. So it says Nichnesu Abba Zekein Muhashib al Dvarav. So four Tanayim came to show why he was not correct. Eluhain, and it gives you the names. And guess who's in the list? No? Yosi Aglili is the first. Rav Tarfon, Rav Lezer ben Azariah. So it's Rav Lezer in the Mishnah. It's Rav Lezer in the Mishnah. I'm not sure what to make of Tosis here. Come on, Rabbanan de Rav Lezer ben Azariah.
He gives one. He's one of the ones who argue, they don't agree with his source.
I'm sorry, that's the pshat, correct. Yeah, correct. In other words, Rav Zayi was one who had a taina against Rav Elezer, and the others didn't offer that taina, they had different tainas. Okay, clear? Okay, good. In other words, there's four tanaim who argue Rav Elezer of the Mishnah. Who are they? Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rav Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Each one comes with a different taina. That's a Pei Gimel. Now, what is Rav Elezer ben Azariah's taina against Rav Elezer of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Pei Gimel and Beis, that what was his taina? His taina was, you can't say that if you give a get and should not be, you should mutter to everyone but Ploni, that that's good, because then there was an Azariah v'Omar, Krisus, Dava Kores Beino Beino, Halamatus in the Krisus. Comes a blessed Azariah and taina's against Rabbi Lezer of the Mishnah, that's Lezer and Hokinus, after he died, he comes with this taina that it says in the Pasuk, Dava Kores. And therefore, if you say you're mutter to everybody but Ploni, it's obviously not Krisus. That says in my Rabbanan, Hai Krisus Mayavdile. What does it mean for Rabbanan? The other three Tanayim, there were four Tanayim who came with Hashem Adibir Elezer. So the other three are Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. They had different arguments, but not this Taina. Why didn't they argue the same way Rabbi Nazariah argued against Rabbi Elezer? So that's the worst question. Rabbanan, they don't have this time. Apparently, they have a different drasha from Krisus. Hi, Krisus, my Abdile. Where it says, my body, Kedusanya, they need it for this drasha. Have you said, Gitech, Nashutish, the Yayin, Nashutabeth, Abuch, the Olam, and the Krisus, Shoshim, and Marisa Krisus. So that's what they use the drasha of Krisus for. The Idach meaning Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, who did make this argument against Rabbi Lezer, Mikorez, Krisus, Nafka, he has. He has this right to dash in Kores Krisus. He has two drushes, so therefore he makes a drush also for the kasha against Rabbi Lezer, but you can't say a little Ploni. The Idach, meaning back again the Rabbanan, the other three, which includes Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kores Krisus go dashi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't dash in Kores Krisus. That's what comes out in Sugya Pei Gimel Git. And what do we see over here? Rabbi Yossi Aglili does dash in Kores Krisus. That's Joseph's kasha. Good. And for Tosis, Yeshloma Dulo Kamar Lo Mashmelahu Ella Dulo Darshi. When it says to Rabbanan, Kores Krisus Lo Darshi, that's the Russian. Let's say Lo Mashmelahu. They don't Darshi. What does that mean? Mean the Pirish that he drasha the Asa. They don't use the Kores Krisus to Darshi in the drasha that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used it for to specifically disqualify that case of Amnas Heretz Chol Adam El Laploni, that he wants to leave out Saploni from the heter of the get. That's, they don't use it for that, because the Mibayli drasha dahacha, because you need it for the drasha that stayed over here. Kores Krisus means Yosei Gli over here has two drushes from these words, and they put used up for these two drushes, the din of Nas Kotecha Beisabach Olam plus the lacha of that Sefer Korsa Ve'in Dover Acher Korsa, and therefore there's nothing left to dash in what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught. That's really how you have to learn it. It's a different reading of the words, not Lamashma but Lodarshi. Okay, that's this Tosis. Let's go back for a few minutes to the Tosis before. So as I mentioned yesterday, this is a very big topic. If you really want to go more into it, I haven't, full disclosure, I have a piece on this. My sefer came up a few months ago, Baruch Hashem. I have a shtickel that deals with this sugya in a bigger way, but I'm going to censor myself right now as much as I would like to say more, but we have to go weiter. So just a few Rashi prakim from the beginning of the shtickel there, but if you want, you can see it. Svam sale is coming up also. So okay. Tosis had a question. It's a question not just over here, it's a question in this drush is mentioned in a few different places in Shas, in the middle of the Shaka Vitaria, that we have a drush of Shalot Telchi Beis Avich Ga'olam Ein Zekrisus Ein Zeket. Fektos is the question, but we know in Hilchas Nedarim that if a person says Konem Leveischa She'eni Nechnas, so a person makes a neder not to enter somebody's house and the person dies, he's able to enter. Because Beischa means when a person's alive. So by extension, the same thing should be so when he says Beis Avich. So he says to the woman, at tonight she should not enter Beis Avich. It should be mutter if the father dies. And if that's true, then why is the halacha that Ein Zeget, it should be fine, because since he's not for sure going to be locked into this tonight, because it's possible that she'll be free at some point from it, so therefore it shouldn't be called a chasaron krisus. When is it a chasaron krisus? If the person says, Shalotish Diyayin, your whole lifetime, forever. But if there's a time that it could be possible that she won't have to keep it tonight, like if he says, Koinei Chayit Ploni, so then it comes out, it's not a problem of krisus, even though it's possible that Ploni is going to outlive her, but it's also possible that she'll outlive Ploni. So to over here, if he says, I'm not so tachem mitzvah olam, it's possible that she'll be able to enter the house if the father will die. This is Tosfos Kasha. What is Tosfos' answer? Kipshuto, Tosfos answers that the word Beis Avich can also be called Beis Avich even after the father dies, because of the Yotzei Chalatza, because of the descendants. So the Pasha Pshat in the answer is, and Tosfos brings a riot to this from the Parshas Vayeshev, that he says, Shvi Almana Beis Avich, it says by Tamar, Shvi Almana Beis Avich, that Yehuda tells her to stay in the house of the father, Adigdal Shela Bini, and Tosfos says, it's Mukhi Krai that her father died, and as we showed from the Tosfos in Ervin, and the Tosfos Rashir, and the Rashi in Chumash, what Tosfos is intending to say is, Chazal tell us that Tamar was the daughter of Shem, Shem ben Noach, Shem was Nifter when Yaakov Avinu was 50, that's the Cheshbin. Yaakov Avinu is now well over that, because he was 63 when he got the Bracha, and then he was 84 when he married Leah, right? That was 14 years in Shem Beis Aver, and then another 7 years till he marries Leah, and then he had children, a few children, and Yehuda. This is already after that. It's Yehuda's children. So Shem already was no longer B'chayim, and yet it says Beis Avich. So you see, it's called Beis Avich even after the father dies. Okay. Now, the problem is like this. Tosfos quoted Nedarin. What does it say in Nedarin? Kon Beis Chasheni Nichnas Meis O Macharo Mutter. That it's Mutter to enter the house if the person dies, or if the person sells the house. Fet de Masha, and this is a couple of places, again, in the Agiba Erevin and Sukkah, Tenach, from the Kasha of Meis, I understand the Teretz of Tosfos. It's called Beis Avich even after the father dies. But what about the possibility of Machar? What if the father sells the house? No, so then it's not called the father's house. So it could be she'll be Mutter to enter the house if the father sells the house. So how did Tosfos answer the Kasha from Machar? Yeah?
Isn't it just two different things? The case in the Nedarim seems to be like, to use the term, but on the chefsa of the house, I mean, in the case of Kedush, it seems to be like the chefsa on the house as opposed to the gavra of the father. Nedarim, meaning Nedarim is the father's house. It's on the gavra of the father.
No, the Nedarim case was, Tosfos Chidush is a Beis Avich is different than Stam Beis Cha. Nedarim, it says, Konum Beis Cha Sheini Nechnas, Meisim Mocharam Mutter. So, Tosfos would be asking, from the case of Meis, the kasha would be, the father could die. If you want to apply the kasha to Machar, just like by Nedarim, it says if the person sells the house, you can enter the house. So to over here, the kasha would be, the father could sell the house.
It's not the father's house.
That's when correct.
The father dies, but here it's
No, no, so yes, you're saying a different svar to answer Tosfos kasha. That's what Tosfos, you're saying a svar Gedalia said yesterday, a good kishmak is svar, that l'chora, it's different in over here because this that you'll be mutter to enter the house is not because the Isser itself became mutter, it's that it's no longer the whole chetz of the Isser doesn't exist when it's not Beis Avich. It's not like there's an Isser but the Isser becomes mutter. Kol Yimei Shlosh and Yom don't have wine, so wine becomes mutter after 30 days. Here Beis Avich is what it is when it's called Beis Avich, it's Isser. When it's mutter, it's not Beis Avich. It's a good svara, and that's what the Magen Mishnah says B'das HaRambam. But it's beyond the scope of our shir today. Yeah, you can talk about it, you can think about it. It's a good svar. But Tosfos doesn't buy it. Tosfos holds that Saf Kosaf, practically speaking, she will not have to remain the rest of her life definitively, absolutely, with certainty, with this restriction. Because she could enter that house at some point should the father die. So that Tosfos would answer very well. The father dies, it's still us to enter the house. It's called Beis Avich even after death. That's true by Beis Avich. When it comes to Nedarim, Beis Chash Eni Nichnas, it's not true. Beis Chah means when he's B'chayim. But Beis Avich is even La'ach HaMisa V'Haraya, Shvi Amana Beis Avich by Tamar. In fact, the Masha, what about Machar? Machar, it's not going to be the father's house when he sells it. So then we have an answer to Kasha from Machar. That's the Masha's Kasha. So, okay, there are ways to answer this Kasha without the Masha's approach. Katayna, maybe it's different svaras. Rishonim ask the kasha from Machar. The Masha thinks that Tosfos never really meant to ask the kasha from Machar at all. for the following reason. I will soon come back to this. Masha says, it's true that the father could sell the house. But what could the father do after that? Who saw the Masha? He could buy it back. Not so pashut in halacha. But Lamaisa, that's what he assumes. So we're not going to challenge the din itself, Melchus Nedarin. So Lamaisa, he says, he could buy a different house, he says. Buy the same house could be better. But the Mashiach seems to say he could buy a different house. Could be that's not so pashut, but if he buys the same house, could be then it's more pashut. So whichever case you want to give, same house, a different house, assuming that the Issa would come back. If the father buys the house or a house, so if he says, base other, true, he could sell it, but he could also buy it back or buy some other house, and therefore the Isser could still come back. The Tanai could still come back, and therefore the Kasha never was a Kasha from the Kasha was only by Mace, because then already the Heter becomes a Heter indefinitely. But here the Isser could come back, so therefore the problem is still a problem of Krisis, because he still could be tied to this Tanai. No, that's the Mashal's Teretz. So the Mashal has to say, therefore, the Tosis never asked for Machar. He says, it sounds like in Tosis he was asking from both. He says, no, you have to be Magia and Tosis. He only asked from Mace. And then you have to know them. There are some places in Tosis, interesting, you look at the various places Tosis Kash appears, sometimes it sounds like he's asking from the possibility of Mace Ha'av or Machar Ha'av, and sometimes it sounds like he's asking only from Mace Ha'av. In our Tosis, Lamashal, what does Tosis say? Harei Mesa be Yechola hi Likanes. That he brings Nadarim, that it says over there, Mesa Machar Omuter. But in terms of the Kasha from the din of Nasil Terchi, he's only asking from Mesa'av. So that goes well with the Masha. But as we'll soon see, other places, this Tosis is in various places in Shas, sometimes it's Masha from Tosis, and Gitin or Masha, I think. Tosis seems to ask from both. In the beginning, a kopanim, it's not pashut because maybe Tos did ask a kasha from Machar. So I want to show you something interesting. The Shach has a different take on Tosis Teretz. The way he understands Tosis Teretz, it's clear that Tosis kasha could have been as much from Machar as from Mace, and the Teretz is still valid. The Shach was not the only one to say this pshat, but we'll see it in the Shach. I found the Atzmus Yosef here in Kedushin, and also the Svas Emes in Erevin. On Tes Vav Amud Bey, he says the same thing, without quoting the Shach. Where's the Shach coming from? There's a Pshat of the Ramah. The Ramah says the following. Look in the Ramah in Siv Dalet, Hilchas Nidar, Mesh Tazayin. Amar Lo, person makes a neder, kolum beis avicha she'eini nechnas bo. So he says, I want to ask, sir, entering your father's house. Says the Ramah, afa bisha meisa av usr. So even if the father dies, it's usr to enter the house. This is, no, it's Tosis Teretz, that's not gemina pilchas nidarim. Why is it usr to enter the house? The kolum tzichalat of kolum beis av. Because there's children. There's descendants, and therefore the house is still Asr. Mordechai so per kama de gitin. Okay, that's where the Mar is getting it from. It's basically our Tosfos. The Mordechai says, at the end of the first perek of gitin, Shinun Aleph, lo tech beis abach ein ze krisus. It's really the second perek. Okay, it's really the end of the second perek of gitin. It's really the second, I don't know why it says so per kama, it's the end of the second, that's where it comes up. Okay, I'll cope on Shemagia here. Tema he mesa via o machar beiso. Sura chasha beisa via, interesting. It says o machar in the kasha. Kidamina bin adarin. Yeshloma kolitza chalatz of kurin beis av, at fir meis, kisiv shvi amana beis avich, far mesa via, so tamak in mukhi kroi. Says the shach. What's the pshat of Tosis Teretz? The Kol Yosei Chalatz of Kriyim Beis Av. So how do we learn it? That the words Beis Av means father's house. It's called father's house, even Acha Misasa. Says the Shach, no. Here's the pshat. Kolomer, Beis Avich She'amar Hainu Yotzei Chalatzav. What does the Shach say? Touch the words. Beis Av. What does it mean? Does it mean father's house? No. What does it mean?
Lineage.
It means
descendants.
Descendants.
Household.
Family. Extended family. Don't go to the family, the children. That's called the Beis Av. The Beis Av means doesn't mean physical house. Beis Av is a melitza. It means the Yotzei Chalatzav. Memela, what would be? Ufiza emachro. Suppose he sells the house. What would be the halacha? Mutter. It would be mutter to enter the house, but what would be aser? You can't go to family, wherever they are. Ed mikom makom aserech, Yotzei Chalatzav. Now, Zotosis means, what the pshat of the vart of Yotzei Chalatzav, Kuhin Beis Av, is that Beis Av is a kinoy to mean Yotzei Chalatzav. Bechen kavana satosis be'ervin b'mashe kasvu, he quotes it in Ervin, the kol yitzah chalotz of kruyim beis aviv ratzalomar u'mashe amar rezagitech al menas yotech beis avich ratzalomar yotzah chalotz of shehen kruyim beis avich. Yotzah chalotz of are referred to by the phrase beis avich ki desir shvi amana beis avich. This again, this pshad is that's with Yosef here, and it's the Sfas Emes and Ervin as well. The Russian Sfas Emes. Mir Kavanasam, the base of it, Ena Kavana al Bayis Mamish. Meaning Sfas Emes. The Pasuk, the Sibbe Tamar, Atu Irish, Ekfar Hocha Yorshin, Ledira Acheres. Doesn't matter about the house, it's about the Yotzi Chalapsin. If he would say, for example, Sfas Emes, Ledira's Avich, then Nes Omachro Achemut. But it's because the word was Beis Avich. Beis Avich has its own semantical meaning, namely Yotzei Chalatzav. Says the Mashah, you see, according to the, says the Shach, according to this, was the Kasha from Machar? Yes. Could it answer from Machar? Yes. This is against whose Pshat? Against the Mashah. Udalo, Kimarash Idris, who's that? Mashah. Sham, Shekrasu, Mimachro, Degamidam, Lo Kasha, De'en Zakrisus, Dexon Shikna Beis Achim. No, not correct. Agamatos is beginning the Chav Aleph. The Mordechai Hikshu. I mentioned the Mordechai Hikshu. The Hetani Machro, the Nedarim. Elavada Kidaprishus. One more thing. Rabbi said based on the Shach's Chav, the Tosis means based Avich means Mishpacha. So then, if that's the case, we can now challenge the Psak of the Ramah. What did the Ramah Paskin based on this teretz of Tosis and of the Mordechai? That if a person says what in Bar Hilchos Nedarim. Konam lebeis avicha she'eni what? She'eni nichnas, then beis av, you can't go to the house. Says the Shach, wait a second. The way I'm wearing Tosis, would it really hold what the Ramah says? Here, the Russian he uses is not shalotelchi, or shalotelech, but she'eni olech, but she'eni nichnas. Now already, the word nichnas would seem to imply that when he said beis avich, are you nichnas to Yotzei Chalatzav or are you nichnas to a beis? Says the Shach, nikomach mishul gamgim adivei harav, meaning the Ramah. The Mordechai v'Tosus sham lo mashma, this chidush that beis avich is mashma Yotzei Chalatzav, they're saying it ba'am amnas shelo teuchi beis avich. So then you could say teuchi means teuchi beis avich is to go visit the family. Avalashon konem beis avich ani nichnas though, kenisa sounds like the physical space, geographical physical space, not people where they are, but the house itself. Yeshomer da bayis mamish kamar da yotzi chalotzav v'shayach lomar ani nichnas bo ela shani what holech ani holech. You get a little bit of a grammar lesson here. Shani holech to people. Nichnas to a building. So if he says nichnas, then Lachari is talking by his mamish. Then we don't have the whole chiddush of Tosfos. The Gnafkamina, that the Ramah's psak would only make sense if he understood it the first way, like the Mashah perhaps understood Tosfos, and maybe others shown in the Mash Mishtabel this way, that there's a chiddush that's called base of their father's house, Achamisa. But the way the Shach is learning up, and Svasenes, and Asmos Yosef, then Lachari is only going to work if you say a Russian halicha, not a Russian kenisa. Okay, so that's in terms of the, you know, the Pasha Pshat and Tosis, whether Tosis was asking for Machar and whether he was answering for Machar and what he actually meant in the Teretz and what the Pshat therefore would be in the Pasha by Tamar. And now you can imagine other places as well, base Yosef, base whatever, does it mean house, does it mean household, doesn't give Sikha Lassef. Aaron Dalia, bro, yeah.
So if you use the Lashon Nishnas after the Adas Meis, would you still not be allowed to go into the...
So he's tining that then it would be mutter, because it could be that the etzem base of it is no different than base chroni. Tosis never meant to say that there's a difference between base avich and base chroni. The Pasuk Shan Tosis, the first word we learned is that base cha, for example, sheni nechnas, so it's mutter after that person dies. But base avich, it has a shame base avich even afterwards. But if you learn that, so it comes out, if you say base avich sheni nechnas, it would be aser. But if the Pshat Tosis is that Beis Avich is a Melitza, that means Yotzi Chalatzav, then it's only Shaykh if you're saying Horech, if you're saying Nechnas, then it's no different than Beis Cha or Beis Ruben. So then it will come out that you'll be Mutter. That's what the Mashal is saying. Rishu Gam game on the Pshat of the Ramah. That would be enough to mean. Yeah, Dalia yeah. Vram.
So according to the Shach's own Shach, so the guy said, I'm only divorcing you if you don't go to your father's family. But she is her father's descendant, so she can go to her own house.
No. So, okay, good. Okay, so stummy means...
Everyone else. Not,
right. Yeah. You go to yourself. Yeah, going to yourself. You are yourself. Going means you someone outside of you. Yeah.
So just to clarify, the way that the shop reads the Tosfos, when Tosfos asked the Pasha, oh, if it's sold or dead, or he dies, it's still called...
So
the answer is no. It's still
also
all the other relatives' houses.
Right,
so
Macho is not
going to
help
you.
I thought it meant father's house, in which case, just like by the Nedarim, if the father sells the house or he dies, you can enter the house. But the answer is if you say base avich, it doesn't mean father's house, it means household, it means family.
So he would include both Machar and...
Yes, so therefore that's basically the shach here. It says, Lamais, if you look in Tosis elsewhere, it's clear Tosis was asking for Macha. He was, because Macha would be a kasha as much as Mace. And the answers for Macha.
Right, but in the words though, it's interesting, that doesn't actually mention Macha.
Correct. So that goes back to the issue. The Mashah says, Tosis never asked for Macha, look at the Tosis here. And he says, those who want to be Magia and Tosis, no, Tosis never asked for Macha. But the Mashah the shach points out, look in Tosis and Gittin. Tosis in Gittin, he says it's clearly mashma that he was asking for Macha too. That's what he quotes from Chafal from Beis in Gittin. So Techa Bisabach ain't a Krisus Tema. Ha im Meis Abiha o im Machar will chashiv su Beis Abiha. So in there it's mashma, Tosis asking for Macha too. So Mashal have to be Magia and Tosis in Gittin that he only asked for Meis. Okay? The Shach feels that Tosis would be asking for Machar as well. So now I want to, who else had a question? Jeremy? Yeah? So I want to go to more of a deeper lumdus here, more of a subtle lumdus. This is already more, you know, you say this like in terms of the Etzem Chisaren that we're dealing with. Okay, very nice. Two ways to learn Pshat and Tosis Teretz. Interesting. Nafkamina, maybe if you say the word Nichnas, what Tosis mean to answer? But I want to look at this Machlokas, the Shach and the Mashah, from a different angle. Lamaisa, is it a kasha for Machar or isn't it? The Shach says the kasha is equally a kasha from the possibility of Machar. The answer takes care of that kasha. The same way it takes care of Meis, it takes care of Machar, because there are descendants living somewhere and you can't go visit whoever they are, so it doesn't matter if he sells the house, the Issa is still here. But the kasha was from both. The Mashah, whom Kinnira learned Pshantos' Teretz, the first way we learned it, it's called father's house, even after father died. But by Mechiri, you don't have that svar. He says, you know what, Mechiri never was a kasha to begin with. Says the Mashal, why? Because it's true he could sell the house, but he could buy another house. That's assuming that in the other house, the Issa would still be in the other house. If you don't want to say that the halacha is that way, then you could say that Mishnah Lamelech, he could buy the same house. But what is the thread that comes through the Mashah's Teretz, that if the father could sell the house and she'll become mutter to enter the house, because it's no longer the father's house. But the father could buy the house back or buy another house. So it should become usur again. So that's called what, according to the Mashal, that's called a problem of krisis. Ain't that krisis. So therefore Tosfos never had a kasha. The kasha was only for mace, because then the father dies and that's it. Should become mutter if the father dies. But by machar, Tosfos never asked. Because it's true, should become mutter once the father sells it, but the father could buy it back. That's according to the Mashal. So the kasha wasn't for machar because of the possibility he buy it back. So it's still a problem of krisus. That Einzik is still, she's still connected because of this tonight. According to the Shach, based on the language of the Tosfos and the few places that he quoted, the kasha was for machar. But what about the time of the mashah? Why is it a kasha for machar? But the mice and the father could buy the house back or buy another house? So why would it be a kasha for macha? Why did the shach assume there's a kasha for macha? So what do you have to say? Because he could sell the house, and what? And he might not buy the house back. In other words, the fact that it could become, she could become free of this tonight. It's not certain that she'll be tied to this tonight forever. Is enough to say call it's called krisus. And the mashal says no. Because she could become once again tied by the tonight. So what exactly is the yisod of this machokas? What would you say about such a situation? Is it a chesaron and a krisus or not? It's possible that she'll become free of the tonight, but that could be only a temporary release of the tonight. The tonight could still be over her and could be revived. And she'll be either tied to this tonight. So the Mashal would say, ain't a krisus. Don't ask me a kasha for macha. Even though it could be in the interim, she won't have to worry about the tonight, but the tonight is still out there, potentially, it could come back. The tonight that ties her to him could come back, because the father could buy another house, ain't a krisus. So Tosfos never asked for macha. For the Shach, Tosfos did ask for Machar, and could ask for Machar, apparently why? The stem of the Shach would be molded if he buys the same house, for sure that case. The other house could be a Shaila and a Darim, but the same house, Pashtus, would be Usher again. But the Teretz is, why is it a Kasha? Because he might not buy the back of the house. He sold the house. He might not buy another house. He might not, who knows? So therefore, answer, it should be fine. It shouldn't be a problem of peace. Akasha is Akasha. She could become released from this tonight. I could come back, but it might not come back. So I want to understand, what is underlying this question? Yeah, let's see if you can say a word here. Yeah? Hi.
Right. The issue of peace is that there's a possibility for it to not be chorus, or is the issue that it lacks the ability to be eternal, like to continually have it.
Just try to define your terms more carefully, but I think you're on the right track. In other words, let's get our bearings here. Let's talk about all different cases. Ko yimei chayeichi, can't drink wine for your whole life span. Certainly a problem. Ain't a krisus. Kol shloshim yom, for sure, no problem, because it's clear you see the end in sight. Kol yimei chaye ploni, it's fine. Why? Because it's possible that she'll outlive ploni. As long as you cannot say with certainty that she's for sure tied down to this tonight forever, that's good enough. That's called krisus. Even though, practically speaking, it may end up that she'll be having to be Zahir in this tonight her whole life, but Lamaisa, it might not be. That's enough to say it's called krisis. Now we have this case. So Techi Beis Avich, the father could sell the house, he may never buy it back, So she could become free from this Tanai. So in that regard, you should compare it to which case? To Koli Mechayi Ploni. Ploni might outlive her, but she might outlive him. She might become free of this Tanai and never have to worry about it again. So in that regard, who's correct? Pashtus, is she going to compare it to... So what's the Pashtus Pshat? What do you think? Is she... She should be Pramu Krisus or not? No. So Tosus could be asking a Gakasha from Macha. So what's the other side? What is the Mashah coming from? Where's Mashah coming? He could buy it back. So what? So, the Chorah is like this. How do you understand the problem at its root of the Chisan Krisus? If you look at the Lashonas of Rashi, take Rashi here, take Rashi elsewhere, the Chisan is framed as follows. Look at Rashi here. Ko yameha hi negedes bo l'kayim t'nai zemach maso. Ezra Krisus is because her whole life she is negedes, she's tied to fulfill the t'nai mach maso. And that's certain. It's certain. We know she's certainly going to be tied to mekayim this t'nai. You take the chesaron of the Krisus is that the t'nai that he imposed here is a t'nai that because of this having to be required to keep the t'nai forever because of him, then he's still holding on to her. What's holding on to her is the t'nai that he's imposing and the certainty that she has to keep this t'nai forever. In that regard, she's still connected to him. No, to the extent that it might not be for sure that way, you can see the possibility as a clear possibility that she won't be locked in this t'nai, it should be fine. So then, you're correct. If he could sell the house and not buy it back, as long as I see the path, she's not negedus for sure, l'kayim t'nai zemach maso. Then it should be clear that machar is as much a way to release her, and you have to figure out a good teretz from the case of machar. And the shach could say the teretz was that yoshi chalat sabaras. What's the mashah coming from? Where's the mashah? Where's the mashah say he could buy it again? He could buy it back. So there's a lashon of the Ran in Hamagarish when he's explaining the problem of Kol Yimei Chayechi, that's not a krisus. Chayiponi is okay. Kol Yimei Chayechi is a problem. Why? He says the Ran the following words, and I think this is the giveaway. Kol Yimei Chayechi Haynu tends to daf mem dal or daf yarif in the Ran. In Gittin, Hainu Taima de Inza Krisus Lefi Shekol Yomeha He Omedes Beinyin Sheef Shelo Get Sheyivatel Sheyivatel. Because her entire life she is in a state that the potential exists that the get can be unraveled. Notice, the Ran doesn't focus on the krisus. The problem is the fact that she's locked in to keep this t'nai for sure for the rest of her life. It's not about the connection that she has because she has to keep the t'nai. That's what keeps her connected to the Baal, and that's the problem of krisus. The problem is the matzav. That can I say, and answer the question this way, for an entire lifetime, is she living in a state that the potential exists that the get could be unraveled? If the get's batel, that means she was never divorced. As long as you can say that she's always, the potential exists, that the get can be undone for the rest of her life, it's for sure she's in a matzav, that the get can be undone, it's a krisus. Now what would you say if you use that formula and put it to the test of the case of the Marsha? He says, Shotecha beis abecha olam, the father can sell the house. The father can buy it back. Is she or isn't she in a situation kol yameha she'ef shaloget she'ivatel? Absolutely. The father could sell the house, but the possibility of the get becoming batel still exists because the father could buy the house again. So she's always in a matzav that the get could become undone. You hear it, subtle. But that's That's what comes out. The way the Ran presents it, it's a function not of the vados that she has to keep the tnai machmaso that makes a problem of krisus, but the vados that she's certainly going to be in a matzah that the get could be undone that creates a problem of krisus. The Mela, would you view the fact that the father could sell the house and buy it back as similar or not similar to Koi Mechai Ploni? The Chai is going to depend on how you frame the problem of krisus. If the problem of krisus is, she's, like Rashi would say, Negedes Ukaim Machmoso, so you say, she's not Negedes for sure Ukaim Machmoso, just like by Chai Ploni, could be Ploni will die. So therefore, it's not Negedes Ukaim Tanaisa Machmoso. Even though he might not die first, but he might die first. That's good enough to say it's called krisus. So too, over here, the father could sell the house and never buy another house, or they never buy the house back. So she's not negedes, okay? So the kasha is a good kasha. Maishna, machara'ad, the possibility of machara'ad from chayi ploni. So Tosas would have to ask for machar and have to answer for machar. That's if you focus on the issue from the perspective of the lack of krisus is the requirement, the vados, to keep the tnai machmasa. But if you focus on the Ran's language, that the problem of krisus is the matzah that she's in, that kol yameha, she's always going to be in the state that it's possible that the get could be undone. Efshin get she'ibatel. So by chayi proni, not true. She's not for sure always omit in the matzah that the get can be undone. Because as long as I can see the possibility that Ploni dies first, so it's not Vadai that she's only the Vadai Kol Yameha in such a matzah. Because if Ploni dies first, then the rest of her life, she's not going to be in a situation that the get is, can be undone. So we don't know for sure she's always Omedes Kol Yameha, the Vados in such a matzah. Ploni could die first. But over here, what are you going to say? The father could sell the house. But that doesn't change the possibility that the get could be undone. So there's no point that you can say definitively she's not going to be omedes the matzav she gets she bought it. Alright, yeah.
Why is the possibility of a person dying any less vadai than the possibility of the father rebuying the house?
Because, you see, the difference is that if the person dies, then there's no longer any possibility of the get becoming undone. So it's not the vadai that she's omedes kol yameha the matzav kazeh she get yachol she bought it. But here, the matzav that she's in, first of all, it's for sure going to be a matzav that the potential can exist. As I say, it's a very subtle nekuda. That could be underlying this question, whether it's a kashuf machar or not. There's many more nekudas in the sugi. Again, you know, ishma chacham yisub lekach, to be ma'ayin, other shitas, other inyanim, all kinds of interesting diyukim, the shitas of Rambam is interesting, but that will be for, you know, for another time. Of Rav, yeah.
Father can die, in which case he can never really sell, buy or sell a house.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
The father could die.
He could sell the house and then die. That's a good time. I think I have that in Ha'ara. That's a good kasha. What if the father could sell the house and then pass away?
And they can't buy.
How the hell? How the hell? It still could be a case like that.
No, but they
might not
be,
for sure.
No, but then there won't be any.
That's a mace case.
He's not omedes kol yameha.
That's a mace case. That's a mace problem, not a machar problem.
No, but then it comes back. She's not the vaday omedes kol yameha.
That's kasha. The mace problem. That's not a machar problem anymore. The mace cause is not a machar. The mace was the final stamp on another machar.
No, but according to the Ran, yeah, he's saying right. It can be machar, then mace. He's saying it's because of the mace. Whatever your answer for that. No. Okay. Anyway, it's Yisladin. Okay. Questions? Good. Let's go on the Gemara. Okay. This is more like a side Indian, but okay. Back in the sugya. Zakta Gemara as follows. So we went through not how you can't learn a kavachomer or a limud regarding any one of the methods of kedushin from one of the other methods. It's hot. No, is it hot? And it just is. Okay. Zakti Gemara Chadim Echadu Lo Asya Tesi Chadim Mitarti. You can't learn one from one, as we went through before. Why not learn one of the methods from the other two? Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. Hachi Kashele Haitana Dele'el. Now, we quoted a Tana before all these possible gemudim. The parech bekulu v'alo dinhu. Should we not learn a kavu chomer? V'hadar, and he responded, v'lo asu midina. You can't learn from the kavu chomer. V'aks v'chekra, and therefore you needed a pasuk. You need a pasuk for kesef. Kicha kicha. You needed the pasuk of bia uva'ala. You need the pasuk mashtar. The hekesh v'atzva haisa. So now we needed the pasuk. You couldn't learn that from the kavu chomer from one of the others. But lama likra the kulu. Why do I need a pasuk in all three? Nihi the chada michada lo asya. Granted, you can learn one from one. Tesi chada mitarti. Let's learn one from the other two. How the mamatzinu. The Hatsara Shavashabahan, what is going to be? Mamatzino means it's a Mamatzino that you spotted here, like these two places, so now you're going to learn to the third place. But you have to find the criteria that everything matches up. So what is it? What's the Sara Shavah that they have that the Lamage also have? What is that? Should Konim be Alma, the Konim Kan. In other words, that they are Kinyanim in general. The two of, let's say we have the two that are going to teach for the third. So the Konim be Alma. And also Konin Kan by Kedushin. Afani Avi Asashlishi. So now I will be able to learn the third, and one's going to say, which one is it going to be? Let's see. Avi Asashlishi. And how do you see this Tzara Shava actually applied? Shari Kulam. How do you see in all three cases, Keshav Shtabir, that they have this Tzara Shava Konin the Alma, and then Konin Kan by Kedushin? Kulam Konin the Makam Acher. Where do you see that they all have the ability to be kone elsewhere? Kesef ushtar kone ba'amah evriya kidu kaman. Rashi points out kesef ushtar work by amah. Rashi didn't have to say just amah luchare. They work also for avadim and they work by shivcha and so on. Rashi says amah. And obviously Rashi says amah. He's going according to which opinion that ushtar is kone ba'amah, that we know it how. Because we're going to try to say we're going to learn out shtar from the other two. You know, if the only you only know amma from where, from imacheres, you couldn't say that, right? So if the Gemara is going to suggest learning out shtar from the other two, you couldn't say the koni bi amma of amma, the koni bi amma of shtar is by amma, or the koni. If you didn't have shtar, sorry, yeah, you couldn't say what if you didn't have shtar by isha, yeah. What? So then you would be learning from the... Yes, you can't say the Tzara Shava. Yeah, Tzara Shava. So two star, Konin Biyama v'Konin Kan. Konin Biyama is by Amma, but I don't know, if I don't know Isha, I don't know Amma yet. So it means there's the other drasha of Kitzei Savadin. Yeah. So Rashi doesn't say all this, but Rashi says they all have the qualities of Konin Biyama, Kesa v'Shtar Konin Biyama v'Riya k'dekaman, Ubiya Konin Biyavama. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, so what should you learn? So let's see. Let's learn one from two, and Rashi sets it up for us. Tzara Shava Konin B'Alma V'Konin Kan. Says the Gemara, Hey Tesi, so which do you want to learn from which? Let's work out all the possibilities. Lo Lichtov Rachmana B'Shtar V'Tesi Mehanach. So if you tell me it shouldn't say Shtar, which is really hard to say, shouldn't say Shtar, you know, when I start from the Hekesh, you need the Hekesh anyway, but meaning you shouldn't have the need to learn Shtar from the Hekesh. That's what it means, right? The Lichtov B'Shtar doesn't mean it wouldn't say the Yatsav Ha'isa. You have to have Ha'isa. But Lichtov wouldn't need to learn it out from that. The Tesi Mehanach, and you learn from Kesef and Bia. And what would be the limud? Just like Kesef and Bia, a Konin B'Alma, the Konin Kan. So to Shtar, which is Konin B'Alma by Alma, and as we said, other places, so also should be Konin Kan by Kedushin. But no, there's a pirch on this. Mala hanach, sheken hana'as and miruba. That is, kesef and bia have something that shtar doesn't have, in that there's a lot of benefit that comes, that accrues to the person that gets it. What kind of a pirch is that exactly? Hana'as and miruba. And shtar is not. Look at Rashi. Kesef bia hana'as and miruba, abo shtar erisin, ein Bo la shum hana. In other words, she gets kesef, she has money. Bia, she has hana from the bia. You give her a star erisin, ein lo ba shum hana. Why not? Shere inks kasubo ella harayat mekudeshesli. All it says is harayat mekudeshesli, meaning it doesn't say what in the star. It doesn't say what? Money. It doesn't say it's katsuri bin money. That would be an example of a star. What do you call that star? Star is chayvus. When I told the star, it's chayvus, it's called a star kinyan. Harayat mekudeshesli. So there's no money involved. Elamai, the paper? Paper in the yard. No, does it have to be worth anything? We saw in Tosfos Daf Gimel. Or maybe even without that, the chetz of the shtar is not about the money. It's even if she gets the money, but the chetz of the shtar, the chetz of kesef is kesef. It's hana. Yeah. The chetz of bia is hana. Even if you're talking about a shtar that has value, but the chetz of the shtar is the divrei hashtar, not the paper of the shtar. So what kind of a pich is this? So because of the fact that on us a meruba, maybe they're kona. So what would be the idea?
Which is different.
Okay, it's different. So you think it's called a pircha kodu. The Mashal points out on the top tosis that when tosis says the second tosis that you have karka and metaltalin, and each one you can learn because metaltalin yochiach and karka yochiach, right? You can make the kavachomer from karka, but then what I learn from both of them? So the Mashal says because of the same pircha of hanasa meruba, which is a pircha kodu. So you have to give an explanation. All right. Is there anything you could say, though? Yeah?
I think so.
That maybe the chiddush, it's a chiddush, though. That we know by kesef, that idea, by kesef, by oyev, we know kesef creates a gemiras das on the part of the recipient. And that's what generates the kinyan. And you can say the same thing. The idea of gemiras das is central to kiddush, to kinyan kesef. But you see, if you want to plug that in over here, it comes out that the Gemara is suggesting that what generates the Kenyan star, or not star, a Kenyan bia, is the hana. Bia is a ma'aser Kenyan by kedusha b'seder. But how does it work? So it could be stated in this Gemara that the hana that she gets creates gemuras das. That's why the kedusha can take effect. It's interesting word that would be the word of kedusha bia based on the gemuras das. Because the hana meruba creates that gemuras das.
Isn't she accepting it though with the star?
What?
Is she accepting the star?
Yeah, star is not hana.
So why isn't there gemuras das? She's accepting it.
Yeah, but there's more gemuras das than there's hana.
There's more, but why?
I'm saying so. Hana is a meruba. So there, I can hear why the ma'aser kinyan. I hear why kesef and bia are kona, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to learn out to star because they're not hana is a meruba. So that's one piece. Because what the more that a person feels good with what was done to them, given to them, there's more heightened gemiras das, the hanah. So then there's more natural gemiras das to give over what to make ourselves the kedusha.
I don't want to see a shaykh. I'm saying there's hanah, there's inherent hanah. So that's just saying I didn't get chipped off the deal, but it's still gemiras das and kinyan.
No, but what generates the gemiras das? The hanah that was received. That's Gemara says vechleep in such an idea too, and kesef is command of flesh in the Gemara by earth. That the hana that you gave her, she even said, "Give it to someone else." She felt good that you listened to her. You gave her kesef. No, that's if she gave it to him. But if she says, "Give it to someone else," kesef works within like a generates gemiras das. The recipient got the kesef, and then naturally they
over there say that it might not be just a stam case. It might be that she was lent money.
Okay, we'll get there.
So posh that
okay, it's certainly not passionate by Bia, that's what makes the Kenyan and Hanami. But okay, we want to say Pshat in the Gemara, so maybe that's what the Gemara means. Hanasa Meruba. Yeah.
If we have two Kenyanim, how do we know what the third Kenyan would be? I mean, aren't other Kenyanim in general that exist, Kona Ba'alma, how do we know that it would be Bia or Wanan Chazaka?
Well, right now we're holding that it shouldn't say Shtar.
No, but like any of these, when you have two of these, how do you know the third one would be automatically this? Not some other Kenyan we have in general.
Okay, so what do you want to say? Chazaka, what do you want to say?
They heard the Hagbaba. No,
there's a
Mi'ah
by the Shabbat, now there are Mi'ahs.
It's in the Mishnah, system.
I mean, no, I think, but the thing is, if it wouldn't say one, which the word could be
other two. It could be by Jewish people, maybe. It could be by Jewish people. Chazaka is by another Kanaan.
No, there's a Mi'ah by all this. It says in the Mishnah, the three things, we're just asking.
That's backwards logic, though.
No, we're asking the source, we're not asking.
I'm saying,
the source will teach the Mishnah.
We wouldn't know it.
The source will teach the Mishnah, not the source.
Right.
Need to make it up.
These are Kanaan by Jewish people. There's no other. The chazaka is only by another kinyan. So what?
No, there's a mute by all other kinyanim. That's the point. There's going to be a mute by all other kinyanim.
Yeah. Okay. But we know. Okay. Nachanami, but maybe it has to have some shaykhis, you see, some shaykhis to that you can imagine it working by Nisha. You have to know what else you're going to think about. Chalipin, we have a miyut, so we know that whatever the reasons are, you know, like we mentioned before. The only thing you can ask is Chazaka, maybe. Tosus represented Chazaka. What it would mean exactly is unclear what it would mean by Isha. The Achronim say there's no real case of Chazaka.
Isn't there a Hagba case by Yehavid Kanani?
Yeah, so we can say Hagba, Konib Yamba,
Mashicha
is Talta, Adam is Shaiwas, or the Wukash Karkas even by Ben Choron is a Shaiwas, Rashi and Tosus, but okay, but anyway. Okay. That maybe you'll say Adam Gushal Karka, if you say like Rashi that if Bet Chon is a Gushal Karka, maybe that's the king of Karka. Rashi doesn't say it though. Rashi doesn't say king because Konin be Alma by Karka. But Lamai said these all, I mean, Beer doesn't work by Karka. Beer by Yavama, but the other two are Karka. And Yavama has a Shaykhis to Ishus, so then maybe you'll say also Ishus over here. So maybe that there's a parallel. Okay, that is Shekin Kinyanim, that's the Pirch of Kesef and Bia versus Shtar. Lo nichta Rachmana b'Bia v'teisi mehanach. What if you didn't have Bia? The Yilumet by Bia learned from Kesef and Shtar. Says the Gemara, ma lahanach shekin kinyana meruba. So Kesef and Shtar are different than Bia because it's not just that's konin b'alma, but it's kinyana meruba. It has a lot of applications that the kinyan works for. Rashi explains, kinyana meruba, Shekonik HaKos, Avadim, Bia is limited to just what? To just Yibum. So therefore, who says I can learn that from Mamatzina from the other two? The other two, the Kon of the Alma, is Kon in a lot of different areas, as we know. HaKos, Avadim, but Yibum is just that. Maybe that's a shtick of what you're getting at on some level. You know, Mechetes of Bia, Bia is Mamatzina, but the Earth Kinyan Meruba works in a lot of places. Okay, what about the following? The third possibility. Lo nichta Rachmana b'kesef, v'teisa mehanach. What if it didn't say kesef? Let's learn from Shtar and Bia. Says the Gemara, no. Ma lahanach sheken yeshlan bal korcho. That is to say, Shtar and Bia were bal korcho. Rashi says, bal korcho bia kona b'yivama bal korcho. Denafkulam b'yivamas mi'v'yibma. So Bia works by Karcha, that you can have Yibam even against the will, and Vechen Shtar, when it works for Gerishin, Motzi Yisaisha by Karcha mi Baila. So you see that the Shtar is a Karch to work even by Karcha. Just avoid here, just understand, L'chor, this is a Maila in the Kinyan. The reason why you can't learn from those two to Kesef. You think about the halacha bal karcha, let's say, by Yibam, you know, you could say the halacha itself, Yibam works bal karcha. That she becomes his wife, that's a chiddush in its own right. Yibam works bal karcha. Gerishin works bal karcha. What this Gemara is saying is another layer. It's not just that the chalos can take place bal karcha. It's that it's a function also of the level of the koach hakinyan. It was, this shows that the kinyan is a stronger kinyan. For kinyan to work against the will of one of the Bali Dvarim shows something more about that kinyan that makes it apart from other kinyan. That's what you see in this Gemara. It's not just, there's a chiddush in its own right. Yibam works by Karcha. We say that. How do you know works by Karcha? We learn that the Yibma. The Gemara is seeing that as it shows that Bia has in it a certain koach that imagine a kinyan working against one of the Bali Dvarim. In that case, you're being kona the yavama. In the case of get, you know, she's kona as atzma, but you're being makne to her against her will. For kinyan to work against the will of Baal Dover, that's a strength of the kinyan. And therefore, by kesef, so maybe you can't learn that. The kesef should work by kedushin because you don't find that kesef works by kach. One second. V'chi tema kesef nami bal karcha. V'amma evriya. In fact, the Gemara, but what do you mean, that same quality of having a migraine in the Kenyan, that it can work by Karcha, you have it by Kesef too, so the Tzadah Shavah goes across the board. What kind of Pirch is this? Kesef works by Amar Evriya. What does the Gemara mean? Big Machokes. Rashi says, Avia Mochra Shalom Midaita. The father sells her as an Amma, the Bitok Tana as an Amma, by Karcha. That shows that Kesef also has intrinsically a Koach that it can create a chalos against the will of the one of the Baal Dvarim, namely, who's the Baal Dvar here that's going against the will of the Bas herself. So the same Maila that you're telling me they have, Kesef Astus, why can't I learn to Kesef from the other two? It's also about Kacha. And for the Gemara, B'ishas Mi'alo Ashkecha. But I don't find this Maila about Kacha by Ishas. In other words, apparently by Ishas, it's another level. That Shavuot by Kacha by Ishas. By Yibam, it's by Kacha by Ishas. That's the issue of Yibam. She becomes his wife. And Kesef and Star is Motziar. So it's also by Ishas. What I know by Amma is not the realm of Ishus. Ishus for Ashkecha. So therefore, there's something that these two have that Kesef doesn't have. The Konin the Alma that they have also a Maila that the Kinyan can work by Karcho of a Baldava in the world of Ishus. And I don't see that yet by Kesef. If I can't learn Kesef from the Matzah. So that's the Sukkah. So that's how we know I can learn one from two, and if I need a special Lima by each of them. But this, of course, is going to open up a big Indian how you understand this line of Gemara of Bal Kocha Bal Mavriya and Beishus Mielo Ashkecha. You the line from before.
Just a clarification. I think Rebbe just touched on this. That good. We do change once we say Beishus Mielo Ashkecha is that the Hab, not the Abina, but the assumption we're having is these two, Ka'i, Shtar and Bia, work Bal Kocha and therefore they're stronger Dafka and Ishus.
That's what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara is concluding. In other words, so you can't use a Tzad HaShavet. Konim B'yam of a Konim Kan. No, let's refine the Tzad HaShavet. There's something that the two have that the third doesn't have. What is it? That it's Konim B'Karcha. But more than that, because Kesef also by Am is B'Karcha. But no, Konim B'Karcha in the world of Yishuv. So Bia has that, and Star has that, and Kesef, right now we don't know about Kedushin. We're trying to learn our tradition. We don't even know the Chal that Kesef works by Ishus. And what we know is Amma. And Amma is not Ishus. And Amma is Bal Kocha, but it's not Bal Kocha by Ishus. And therefore, I wouldn't be able to learn Kesef from the other two. Now, the big tumult is, from this line of Gemara, it's going to also be relevant to a lot of other days, is exactly what is meant by Yeshna Bal Kocha. The Gemara says Amma Ivriya. What exactly about Amma do we have there that's Kinyan Kesef Bal Kocha? So Rashi took it to mean the father selling her as a shifcha. Pirish b'kudris, ken yeshna bal karcha tosis. Bia b'yavama shtar b'gerishin kesa b'yama ivriya. And, of course, tosis means to quote something else, as the Mashal points out, because otherwise the flow of tosis doesn't work. Tosis means to quote, it's implicit, or maybe you should put it in. As Rashi adds, what appears because what's the Pirish Tosis really getting all upset about? I mean, it's not the words that he quoted. Bia b'yavama shtar b'gerishin Tosis no problem with. Kesef b'yama ivriya, that's the words of the Gemara. Right? But it's not the Ishus. But what does Tosis mean to quote really? Sha'via mocha shalomidait. But the Gemara has in mind, in Kesef, Amar Via being Bal Karcha is the Mechira of the girl by the father. And that's called Bal Karcha because it's Bal Karcha of the girl. And that's the Gemara's point, but then it's also Bal Karcha. So then why are you saying that the other two have something Kesef doesn't have and you can't learn Kesef from the other two? So the Gemara, no, but by Ishus I don't see it. But the other two I have it by Ishus. Therefore that makes the two separate that you can't learn from them. The Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Again, you have to put in what we just said. That's why Rabbeinu Tam is asking Rashi. Mashal points it out. In Zeh Chashu Bal Karcha, Masha'av Mocher Es Bito Bal Karcha. If you're telling me that the father selling the daughter Bal Karcha is called Bal Karcha, because after all she doesn't want it, in Cain, Mai Kama Rav Huna Kamei. What did Rav Huna say later on Amid Beis, the following words, Kesef be'ishus mia lo ashkecha bal karcha. Now this issue of bal karcha be'ishus comes up again on the base. We have to wait a little bit for the sugya later, but one line we have to know for now. That Rav Huna said, Rav Huna had a way of learning it, started as a kavachoma, ended up being a tzad hashava, that chuppah is kona. Let's say for erisin, whole discussion for nisuin, but let's just say chuppah is kona for erisin. Where does he end up getting it from? Tzad hashava of what? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That's how it ends up in Amud Beis. So we get there, but Kesef, Shtar, Bia, so we learn out that Chuppah is Kona. But the Gemara has a kasha. Gemara has, you know, what's the tzara shama shabehen? Shekonim bi'alma, that's where Rashi got this expression. Konim bi'alma, bi'konim kan. Kesef shtarbiya konim bi'alma, bi'konim kan. Atani abichupa. But the Gemara says, not like tzara shama shabehen, shekin yeshna balkoch. But there's something that the other three have that you can now rent a chuppah from because they are yeshna bal karcha. That's the Gemara is asking a kasha on the limud of Rav Huna. Rav Huna rebuts that by saying, no, but that's not a pircha. Rav Huna kesef mir b'ishos glaskechan bal karcha. What is he saying? That kesef we don't find by ishos bal karcha. The other three are by Ishus. I mean, Ishtar and Bia are by Ishus, but not Kesef. Therefore, the fact that Bakarcha, not by Ishus, is not enough to differentiate them from where I want to learn to, which is Chuppah. Rav Huna is differentiating Ishus and not in terms of saying it's not even a Pircha to begin with. Because it's not Ishus. And therefore, I'm not reckoning with such a Pircha. But how could Rav Huna say that? We know Kesef already, right? We want to learn to chuppah. So what is Tosis asking? If Rashi is telling us that saying the girl as a shifcha is a reason called bal karcha, is, so by the same token, the father being mekadesh, the daughter, the kesef, is also called bal karcha. But what did Rav Huna say on other days? That when you want to set up a tzedek shava, and then rebut it by saying, no, kesef shtar bia about karcha, says Rav Huna, no, because a kesef, I don't find it by ishus. What do you mean I don't find it by ishus, by karcha? The father is mekadesh the daughter, the king of kesef. So, it's by karcha. The same way Rashi says by amma, so the girl is by karcha, so too, the mekadesh the daughter is by karcha. This is Tosis Kash. Again, the words. In mocher es bito in my Rav Huna says, don't ask me a pircha on the tzad shava. That what that all the three that I'm learning from are about karcha, because I don't find kesef by ishus about karcha. So about karcha, not by ishus, doesn't bother me, but by ishus I don't see it because by kesef by ishus miyago askecha and about karcha. What do you mean lo askecha? The same way Rashi said over here that the father selling the daughter is called bal karcha, the daughter. Just a nekudim shot here. Why did Tosus have to go to Amud Beis? Why couldn't Tosus ask minei aveit ma'ar gemara? He says beishas mi'ar askechan. What do you mean? The father mekadesh the daughter. On both sides. What's the simple answer?
We don't
know kesef yet. We don't know kesef. You couldn't ask over here. He would think, learn kesef from Shtar and Bia. So our Gemara says that Malach can use bar karcha, but he tamed a kesef nami bar karcha, b'amer Bia, not by Ishus. It also is, not if I don't know Ishus, I don't know Ishus at all. So I still don't know bar karcha. So Tosus couldn't be asking from our Gemara, but Rav Huna is going after we know kesef Shtar and Bia. And he wants to go to Chuppah. And we want to use ask on the fact that those kinyanim are bar karcha, so that's a pircha against chuppah. We'll have to see why it's a pircha against chuppah, but that's the kasha of the Gemara. It says, I wouldn't know, but I don't find it by ishus. You mean I don't find kesef by ishus? What do you mean? The father mekadesh the daughter. So that's a kasha, but over here it's not a kasha. That's what Tosa Rosh here points out and the mashah. Okay, so let's parse the pshat here. But what's the Bittul Tam driving at? So he's going to obviously have to reinterpret our Gemara. And what it means, Amar Ivriya, it's going to come with a new pshat. But why is Rashi's pshat incorrect? Rabbi Yotam is going to have to tell us that which the father is mekadesh the daughter, which is a ktana, that which the father can sell the ktana as a shifcha, is not called bal karcha. So Rashi's pshat is not correct because you see from Amud Beis that mekadesh the daughter is not called bal karcha because we don't find by ishus bal karcha. That's not called bal karcha. Neither is selling the daughter either. Okay. That's what Benatam is getting to. As far as Agamar, that's he has to say a different shot in Agamar. Who's before? Yeah. No. As you wish. Yeah. write it out. Yeah.
No, I was going to say why Rashi wouldn't be considered al karchos. Maybe why.
So Rashi is sensitive to Tosfos Kasha. You see, Rashi says something on the base that basically is sensitive to Tosfos Kasha. Well, I have to wait a little bit from the base also. It's hard to hold here and there at the same time, but it's part of the anger, not Tosfos. So my Rashi has a Yishuv. What Tosfos is going to say for Rashi here is not going to work for Rashi. Rashi has his own way. Rashi holds in a chinami. It's called Bab Karcha when it falls in the Kadesh, the door. He has an extra word on the day. It's called the Alma. Okay. But I'll call upon him. Let's get to the Rum this year. So is it called Bab Karcha or is it not? Zot Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi's pshat is not correct. The assumption is not correct. The Gemara couldn't have meant that. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This is not yet the pshat of our Gemara. This is simply, so why is Rashi not correct? The Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Came in the Av, B'makom Bito Kari, Ain't the chashav bab karcha. Let's look the words. The father is in place of the daughter. It's not called bab karcha. Kimishum midaitu shalat. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that the father is representing the daughter, it's not called bab karcha. Let's see what this means and what Rashi would counter. The words of Tosfos perhaps are mashed more one way than the other, but in general, there are really two ways that one could think about it. If you looked outside for a second, not the words exactly. Why would you make the case that selling the daughter or Mekadesh the daughter is not called Bab Karcha? Give me a svar. Maybe we've seen already. Yeah, we've seen already. We've seen it, absolutely, we've seen it.
She's
a Ketana, okay.
She doesn't have Das.
She doesn't have Das.
She doesn't have Das in order to overcome her Das with your own will.
Okay.
You're
saying a lot of different things here. You're throwing things out here. Good. No, no.
She needs to have Das in order to overcome it. Otherwise, it's not Bal Karcha. She doesn't have Das. She's okay. Subject to Das of the Father.
Yeah, okay. Okay. What else?
Yeah. Yeah, Baruch Barry said that he owns the Kedusha.
Why is it going to Baruch Barry? What's wrong with Rishon? It's his yard site to say that. Okay, so it's good.
That's what I said.
Okay. But good. But Rishon. The Ritva. The Ritva back in Dav Gimel, and the Ritva here, I'm just consistent, makes the case against Rashi by saying that who is the Baldover? The father. The father is the Baldover. And therefore, the fact that she doesn't want is irrelevant. It's not called Karcha, because the transaction is between the father and the Adon, or the father and the Baal. She's not a player. Baldover, to be a Baldover, you have to be a Baldover, and it's against the will of someone who's party to the transaction. Is she a party to the transaction, says the Ritva? No. That was the Ritva back at Dav Gimel base. Hashtavir Mekabel Kedusha. The father is not a shliach of the daughter. The Ritva says the father is Shimamona Hashiva, the Russian Ritva there. That was in Dav Gimel, but the Ritva is right over here as well. The Ritva, right, Mamish Bayas, on this Rashi. Lashana Ritva. Pirish Rashi, Shekena Mochas, Bitok Tana, Bekesu Bakacha, Veloni Hira, the Keva, the Ktana Hi, the Eina Bishus Atzma, I start saying a little bit that she's not Bishus, but it doesn't say the Das issue. The Eina Bishus Atzma, she's in whose Bishus? The father's Bishus. The Avio Hu Hamakne, the Hu Baldover, the Hamechen Asamidaito, Halochashe Balkacha. Because Balkacha always means Balkacha of who? That Balkacha Shom Makne Karmina. The Hacha Haika Das Makne, Midaito Lo Ichpasla. So what matters is his Das, he's the Baldover. Again, this is consistent with the Ritva back on Dav Gimel on the days, with the sugya thereof of Hashtavia, that you'll remember from a few days ago. Yeah. Now, in the Lashon of Rashba, it's a little bit of a different music, and maybe Tosfos Lashon is perhaps more mashma that way. The Rashba asks on Rashi with the following words. The Rashba asks, Pirish Rashi can avia mocher bal korcha v'temo. Listen to Lashon HaRashba. The kevan she'av zakai ben mechigosa umidaito mechara das ha'av kedaito v'yado adifa miyada. What is the Rashba saying? The Rashba say he's the baldavar. What does the Rashba say? It's not called bal korcha. You know why? because his das is her das. The Lashon of Tosfos perhaps is mashma which way? Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam is mashma the way the Rashba puts it. Rabbeinu Tam says, "The makom bito koy ein zachash ba'koch givshu midaito sharav." If I have the das ha'av, then that's cool. I have das. It's not ba'koch. The das ha'av is kedaita. Maybe you could put in what you said. She doesn't. She's a kana. So the father's das services her das. The reverse saying something else, a different knage. The verse saying that all you need is dasa the Baal Dvarim. L'mashal, by an Eved, Kenani. Is it called Bakar? He's so an Eved Kenani. He's not happy, and it's going to affect him personally, but is that relevant? He's owned by the father, by the Adam. So it's not like a Baal Karcha. He's not party to the issue. The reverse part is that the Baal Dvarim doesn't include the Gudur. Be it by Shifcha, be it by Kedushin, the father's about that. So that's the issue. That's the Baal Kocha that we talk about. The Rashba and the and Tosfos are emphasizing something else. Yodo ki yada, daito ki daito. What does Rashi obviously hold? On both counts, differently. In terms of the Ritva Svara, what would Rashi say? So, what could you say for Rashi? At the end of it. What could you say for Rashi? No? You could say he's a shliach, I suppose, but you could say, we said at the time, something more. La'olam, the father is a baldover, but not in the same way that he owns her. And not by shifcha, not by kedushin. He is giving over her kedushin. So to the extent that it's her kedushin, she's still a baldover. You could still look at it as balkarcha vorda balidvarit. The father might have a bailus over her kedushin, but it's not the same kind of bailus like a bailus over an Eved Kenani. And by a shifcha as well, it's not that he owns her like a shifcha, and therefore he's selling. No, it's her that he's selling. Therefore she has a daya here. True, the father has a bailus over that. Maybe that's what Baruch Bar was saying. It's a bailus over what she's, but there's still something to reckon with to the extent that you can call it Balkarch. That's in terms of the Ritva. In terms of the Rashba's point and Tosfos Lashon, Rashi would say, no, it's not called Yodo, Yodo, Daito, Kedaita. Again, Hadas, still, there's still a Chidush here that you don't have Hadas. And therefore Rashi sees the Gemara as relating to that case of Shifcha, and then on the base, we'll have to see how Rashi is going to go in the Sugin on the base. The Rashi holds even by Kedushin, it's that way. We have to see Rabbi Tanzom Pshat, and we have to finish the Tosfos and go on.